Hockey Guy. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Here we go. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. I'm all excited. You know, tonight we're going to have a meetup. And are you going to be at the meetup tonight?
Yes, I am.
That sounds great. John, tonight we're going to be talking about survival gardening and survival canning. So I'm going to ask the class to consider bringing their pressure cookers. Now, imagine this. We're going to be talking about the proper use of pressure cookers. We're going to teach people how to use them for canning. Now, we... Imagine making the news, you know, survivalist group meets in Springfield. It becomes pressure cooker central, right? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that, you know, we get arrested for having pressure cookers in Springfield, Missouri, teaching people, God forbid, how to use them, right, as they were intended to be used. So that's tonight's meetup, survival gardening and canning with pressure cookers. And, John, if you could bring a copy of your book, I'd like to buy it. I made a new friend over the weekend, and he owns a pretty large business, and I've invited him to be an instructor at USAprepares.com. I really like this guy. I'm not going to mention his name yet or what he does, but I wanted to send him a copy of your book because I think it's the most clear and concise way that he can learn what is really happening from our perspective in the economy. And so I would like you to personalize that book for him. I'd like to buy it, and I'll take it with me and send it off tomorrow. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it. So, John, what's up? It looks like number one on your hit parade for today's class at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com news tab, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you click on that and then the news tab, Obama, the fifth best president. Come on. Come on, John.
Well, you know, I find a lot of articles, and supposedly this is a study by Texas A&M University, and finding that after only 5 years in office, Americans have rated President Obama as the fifth best president in U.S. history.
You know, I was reading an article. I was reading an article over the weekend, Michelle, and it says that she's glamorous. You know, she's glamorous. That woman has a face on her. When I was in high school, I was taught by the Jesuits, and one of the Jesuits once mentioned to us, and he said, you know, you guys think you're hot stuff, you know, and he was talking about, you know, school dances and things where it was an all male school, and we would invite girls to come from the surrounding schools, and he would say, you guys think you're hot stuff. He said, some of you guys have a face that would stop an 8-day clock. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, some of the expressions that Michelle has on her face would stop an 8-day clock. So some people are saying she's glamorous. What? Come on. And then Texas A&M saying that, an agriculture school saying that Obama's the fifth best president in United States history. Come on. You know, people in agriculture actually have to work for a living. They really do.
Well, this is how the study broke down. At number one, Reagan and Lincoln tied for first. At number two, we have 17 presidents tied for second.
Wait, what happened to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson?
Number three, 23 other presidents tied for third. Uh-huh. Jimmy Carter came in fourth, and Obama was fifth.
Jimmy Carter, when you look at inflation, his picture is right next to the definition of inflation. Okay.
this is kind of like when I was in the Air Force, we would joke a bit about the controlled media of the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. and that there would be like this report of a two-car race between the Americans and the Soviets, and the Americans win the race, and of course that's how it's reported in the West, but in the Soviet-controlled media, it's reported that, you know, the pride of the Soviet Union came in second, and the Americans, those capitalist pigs, came in next to last.
All true, isn't it?
Just truth has different meanings at times.
Wow, it's so well said, you know, next to last. Okay, wow. But, you know, it's really funny. So, 20, John, this really means that Obama is the worst president in the history of the galaxy. He was fifth. Everybody else was before fifth. Jimmy Carter, I mean, in recent memory, you know, people would say he's a nice guy, he swings a hammer, he builds houses for the homeless. Okay. Okay, that may be true. But, I mean, people don't remember Jimmy Carter as being a great president. They really don't. They remember prices out of control. So, he'd be the second worst president in recent memory. So Obama would be right after him. Okay, I'm buying it. All right. Very good, John.
I also need to update you on a personal level. Uh-huh. Since we talked last, I've got a new granddaughter. And,
well, congratulations.
I do want to ask for prayers. She was born with two holes in her heart. Apparently, it's not life-threatening. She's undergoing more tests this week. It is a concern for us.
Okay, so you have a granddaughter just born, two holes in her heart. Glass, if you would consider saying some prayers, John Reagan and his wife and their families would certainly appreciate that. And I certainly will, John. And the Finelli family will join in prayer. Thanks for bringing that up. John, I'm telling you, I've talked with Norm Shealy. I've talked with Dr. Joel Wallach. I've talked with Ricky Rocket, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, on the air, off the air. And we are experiencing a lot of birth problems. We're experiencing a lot of health problems. And I think it's unprecedented. I really do. And unfortunately, you just bring news of just one more.
And by the time we get down the Fukushima section, it's going to be even sadder.
All right. Well, let's head down there. What's next?
Well, start off with financial. You know, Detroit is the city in the worst shape of any country or any of the large cities in our country. Mm-hmm. And this headline, I believe, just came out yesterday. Detroit plans to cut off over 164,000 users for being more than 60 days past due on their water accounts. Now, there's a grand total of almost 324,000 accounts, which includes the commercial accounts. So you're talking about more than half of the water customers in Detroit are behind in paying their water bill.
John, we have seen a reduction in commerce in Springfield. And I've been saying, and you've been saying, and this is going on for a long time now, that the number of cars, and we'll get to that gasoline consumption a little bit later, but we've been saying that commerce is down, down, down. I see more and more for rent, for sale signs on property and business locations than I've ever seen in the 8 years that I've been in Springfield, or near Springfield, I should say, or traveling to Springfield. we've said that we look out the window at Ziggy's and we go, where are the cars? You know, there should be a lot of cars. Where are they? Commerce is down. People are broke. They're absolutely broke. And this is just one more example. People aren't paying their water bill. And as far, John, as far as I know, when I studied real estate, water bills run with the property. So if you think that you can get away with the water bill and not pay it, it's going to come bite you when you go to sell your property. What do you think?
Yes, it's definitely not good news.
Mm-hmm. Half. John, half.
More than half.
Yeah, yeah. More than half. And I don't think they're not paying their water bills because they don't want to. I think they're not paying their water bills because they can't. All right, so the average water bill is, average monthly bill is $75. Gosh, that's high. John, seriously, that's really high to me. I don't spend $75 for the electricity to pump our water for an entire year.
Well, this is the People's Republic of Detroit.
Okay.
And you've also had a mass exodus out of there, so that means they get to divvy up the fixed costs among less people than they used to.
Sure. It's $900 a year, John, in water bills. $900. Gosh. I remember sitting in the kitchen of our of my grandmother's house back in the 1950s. And I said to my father, how much does water cost? And he said, well, about all the water that would fit in this room, the entire kitchen, that's length, width, and height, the volume of the kitchen. He said, about a dollar. It's gone up a lot since then. Man, you know,
if that's not enough to cheer you up, the next one I call Going Up, and it talks about food inflation. Now, not all of this has worked its way into the marketplace yet, but we're looking at more than 70% increase in coffee, more than 40% increase in hogs, and we'll get into the rest of the list after the break.
Oh, man, John, this is horrible. I mean, We've been feeling it. We know it's here. We know it's coming. We know it's going to be awful. And here it is in Charts and Graphs. Class, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab. We'll be right back with John Reagan.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, John Reagan, I'm still thinking about Obama ranking fifth. He's the fifth best president in the United States of America. If you rank them, if you take all 44 presidents and put them into five categories, you put all the other presidents, all of them, in the first four categories, then Obama ranks in the fifth category. So every other president rates better than Obama, every other one. And Obama comes in all by himself in the last category, so he's the fifth best president, according to this ranking. And according to my ranking, he's the worst president in the galaxy. John Reagan, we were talking about inflation, and you're describing this chart about coffee, over 70% price increase, and then hogs, over 40%. Please continue. Gosh, it's awful.
So if you thought that the coffee and bacon was going to drive up your breakfast price and you're going to switch to oatmeal, well, oats are up over 29%. If you want to try and drown your sorrows with some chocolate, it's up over 11%. Wheat's 11%. Live cattle, almost 8%. And raw sugar, almost 4%. And that's just what they reported on. Now, it's not just California that's having drought problems. Brazil is too, and that's the reason you're seeing such an increase in the price of coffee. And the reason that hogs are up even more than beef, and I'll have an article on this next week, is because of a virus going through the hog population here in America that's already killed over 5 million.
John, and I reported this morning that we're having trouble with two others of our herd. Now, it may not seem like a lot, but when you consider that we've lost a huge percentage of our new calf crop and losing a couple more mama cows. I mean, this has been an awful, awful winter for us, and I'm outraged by it. And we're not the only ones experiencing this. I just got word from Mrs. F. She came into the studio a few minutes ago, and she checked on the cow that I was talking about this morning. Her eyes are sunken, and we're probably going to have to put her down. She's not responding to antibiotics. I think she's going to die, or we're going to have to put her out of her misery, which is just a horrible thing to do. And then we've got another one who's getting in the same place that she's in. So if you look at the animals, they can't take this climate change, this abusive climate change. And yesterday, I was looking up the sky, more chemtrails. These guys just don't stop. Class, there's a post on usapreparedness.com, and it talks about, do you have some suggestions for bills to be introduced into your state legislature? And if you do, if you can boil it down to just one sentence, please email it to me. I will post it on the website. If you want your name mentioned, first name and or last name or no name, just indicate the state that you're sending it from, and I will post it on the website, and I will read it. We need to take back our country. And there's an example of a bill that I've posted on usapreparedness.com. And here's what it says. It says, what would you like to see become law? Please write somebody misspelled it. I guess that'd be me. One sentence bill that I will read on the air. Thank you, Vincent Finelli, instructor, usapreparedness.com. And mine, and the one I put as an example, it says, elected representatives integrity bill. All Missouri elected representatives shall read every word and understand every word of every bill that he or she votes on or is subject to being charged with a Class A felony. And that, by definition, is 10 years in jail. So that's one thought that I had for a bill. If you'd like to suggest yours, please do send it in to Vincent@usapreparedness.com or go to the website, usapreparedness.com, and click on contact, and you can send me your thoughts. Back to you, John Reagan. This is awful news, John.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong investing in food.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on the list, I've entitled it Trick or Treat. No, just a trick. And the article's actual title is, what a surprise. It turns out they lied about the deficit last year.
These guys can't tell the truth about anything. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you'd like to buy his book, I'm going to put it on page one right now. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, John Reagan's with us, and if you go to USAPrepares.com, page one, you'll see a post relating to his book, and you can read about it. I just got a call from Tim Starks. Tim Starks is the gentleman, USAPrepares.com instructor, who's putting on the event Lighting the Lamp of Liberty in Springfield, Illinois. And he just said, hey, Vinny, a television station just called, and they want to put us on the air on April 15th for a live interview out of Springfield. And we're trying to figure out who wants to do it, whether he wants to do it or I want to do it or Sam Bushman or who wants to do it. But we just may be on TV. John Reagan's with us. Michael from New York, you're on with John Reagan.
Good morning, Vince and John. Hey,
good morning.
I just want to mention that you guys can cheer up. Everything's going to be okay. A few minutes ago on an internet news service, they said that the economy was just hurting due to the bad weather. And so, of course, soon the weather warms up, guys, everything's going to be fine.
Well, they can fix it. I mean, they can just stop with this climate manipulation that's killing our plants and our animals and our food supply. They could just knock it off. And I guess maybe everything would be a little bit better. It's certainly not going to fix it, in my opinion. What do you think, John Reagan?
You know, it's kind of funny. One of the articles that I saw that I didn't post is that FedEx is reporting a worse quarter and blaming the weather for it. But if you go back to what's been going on with retail, they said, well, in-store retail was down, and it was all done through online, so there was a lot more shipping for the quarter. So what's up? We are not getting the straight scoop on anything.
And John Reagan.
Well, may I say that? Absolutely, John. They, you know, as you just stated earlier, it's a propaganda machine all the way. The economy's not lagging and suffering because people are out of work, deep in debt, overtaxed, and they're living off credit cards. They don't have any savings. They have no cash that's fluid, liquid in their pocket. That's got nothing to do with it. It's because of the bad weather. That's how pathetic
Michael?
It is. And Vince, real quick, sir, if I may say, you know, and a further evidence that these dirtbag lying scum with the propaganda crap, Obama being rated fifth, even though he's the lowest rated president, even lower than Jimmy Peanut Butter Carter, what in the 20% maybe polls of approval rating? Look how outrageous these dirtbags are with their lies.
Well, what they're really saying is he actually is the worst. There are five categories, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. There are five categories, and Obama, all the other presidents, regardless of how bad we might have thought they were, all did better, including Jimmy Carter. So they all did better. So if you group them into five categories, the top four categories comprise everybody but Obama. So Obama is in the fifth category all by himself, the absolute worst, but we can rank him fifth best president because he's in the fifth category all by himself at the bottom, looking up at everybody. Jeez, he is a horrible, horrible president in my opinion. The worst in the galaxy. Michael, stay with me for just a minute and with John Reagan. And I'd like to, John, can we just go off on a little tangent? You've been talking about gasoline consumption, how it's down, down, down. I have an issue of the Community Free Press out of Springfield, Missouri. And it talks about how a proposed 1 cent gas tax could save Missouri Department of Transportation. What they're saying, John, is exactly what you've been saying for years, okay? MoDOT used to have an $800 million budget. Then it's down to $685. By 2017, they project that with the gasoline consumption falling, that it's going to be down to $325 million, less than half of the budget. Now, I don't think these guys need to have all the money they've been getting anyway. But they're going to have less because of gasoline consumption, because the tax that's paid for the maintenance and development of roads and repair of roads and so forth is based on a per gallon tax. Now, the last gasoline tax increase was in 1992 in Missouri at 17 cents per gallon, which is way too much, right? And the federal tax was increased in 1993, the next year, to 18.4 cents per gallon. So that's 35.4 cents gasoline tax, federal and state, paid on every gallon of gasoline that is served for highway use, okay, in Missouri, 35.4 cents. That's not enough. That's not enough gas tax because we are using less gasoline, and they say they're not going to be able to fix the roads. So I'd like to, John, I'd like your comment, and then Michael, if you want something, if you'd like to share something about that, please do.
Yeah, it's actually a double whammy. What we found out with December's figures is that we're only using one-third of the gasoline that we were before the crisis. Mm-hmm. And then the next article, which we're going to be getting to, it's entitled Snow What? It talks about how, you know, city after city and state after state have just blown past their budgets for salting and clearing the roads this winter. Mm-hmm. We're talking, you know, anywhere from $500,000 for a city to millions for a state. And they got to make up that deficit somehow, because states and cities cannot do what the federal government does. They can't just print money. And even printing money only lasts for so long before you're even in deeper trouble.
Michael, did you have a thought on this you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know, again, there's another example of just overtaxing us to death in supposedly the land of the free. It's more like land of the fee. And yet, you know, John, with the salt debt, the salt payments, financing for winter supplies, like for salting the roads, et cetera, gentlemen, you know, when I'd love to see how much we're really paying for that salt. I bet you we're paying rock bottom prices, right, guys? They're not overbilling us, overcharging us. No, they wouldn't do that. Of course, you know, like with the federal government, with the Pentagon, they pay $300 for a toilet seat, $100 for a screwdriver. We are definitely getting shafted by these guys left and right. There's no end to it. And I just want to mention that. I don't know if you guys knew that it was disclosed that Obama, because it's not really his name, it's an act.
Well, we can't use those kind of words, Michael, on USAPrepares.com. Yep. Okay. All right. Let's see. We've got Kyle from Montana. Kyle, you're on with John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, good morning, Vince and John. I appreciate your program really a lot. I really do. This is Kyle Harris, by the way. I was telling you,
yep.
Vince.
Kyle, you're a USAPrepares.com instructor. You're living off the grid. Please continue.
I am. Yeah, John, I was just going to ask you, I wanted to get your take on something here. Israel just closed down all of its embassies, 102 of them worldwide, just today. And I was wondering, at least I got the news today, I was wondering your take on that, if you figure something is in the works.
Well, the public excuse is it's over money. However, when you step back and look at what all's going on, first off, you've got the normal turmoil we've been talking about, and odds are, if Iran is getting close on developing nukes, you know Israel's going to do a first strike. What gets even creepier for believers is the issue of the blood moons, where coming up in April on Passover, we're going to have a blood moon. And when this has happened in the past, it has been a big deal for the Israeli people. And I'm going to keep my eyes open through mid-April, seeing what goes on in the world, because it could be very significant for our future.
Yeah, I agree. There's like four of those blood moons in the next 2 years, and the first one, I guess the last one, is in like October of 15, and that's supposed to be a supermoon as well. It's when the moon is closest to the Earth and a blood moon to boot. So I agree. And I won't take up any more of your time because I wanted you to get to your news stuff. I really enjoy it. But thanks, Vince and John, and appreciate your take on it. That was my kind of take also. I just kind of wanted to see if John had something that I didn't have. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Okay. John Reagan, I'm looking at a post right now. It says it's beyond doubt. There were no survivors. Heartbreak for relatives as Malaysia says it finally has proof that the MH370 did come down in the southern Indian Ocean. And what they're saying that it was an unexpected emergency, and that's why it came down. Interesting. I wonder if a sudden emergency, unexpected, would be like a missile taking it out or something like that. So the question is, what was on the plane? Who was on the plane? What was on the plane? Who was on the plane? Those are my questions. John Reagan, back to you.
Well, where we were before the break is we're talking about what a surprise they lied about the deficit. And the reason I entitled this in the trick-or-treat mode, if you remember back to October, we were having the government shut down, and they were fighting over the, you know, raising the debt ceiling and all of that. Well, even before that, they had frozen our debt level for months. It just didn't budge. They were taking money from other places.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they passed the blank check, you know, raise the debt ceiling as much as you want, it was like within 2 or 3 days, it was another more than $300 billion added to the debt. So when you add that to the over $600 billion that they're bragging about being a low deficit for 2013, it still ends up being at or near $1 trillion that we added to our debt.
You know, John, as you say this, the thing that was coming to mind is how careless we are with the vote. Not that I believe it actually counts, but if it did count, if our vote actually did count in presidential selection, how careless we are voting for people like these people who we voted for. They're destroying our country. Class, be careful. Tell everyone you know, be careful. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, tonight we've got a meetup at Ziggy's. Ziggy's Restaurant, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, Survival Gardening, Survival Canning. Bring your pressure cookers if you'd like, and we'll talk about how to use them if you don't know how. And if you'd like to show off yours and explain how yours works, please consider bringing that. Fellowship starts around 5:30 tonight at Ziggy's, and it continues to about 6 o'clock when we start our seminar. So tonight, survival canning, survival gardening. John Reagan's going to be there, and I'll be there, and a bunch of your other instructors will be there. Most probably Roy Birdsong, Dr. Howard Shane, Linus Ertley will be there, John Reagan, of course, Ken Hurley, and a whole bunch of your other favorite instructors. John and Judy Dollarheit will be there, and a bunch more. So that's tonight at 5:30. Now, next Monday, Dr. Norman Cheeley is going to be presenting at the meetup. So tell all your friends and family about that. He's going to be introducing Universal Bliss. I've had a chance to try it for several months prior. Maybe it's a beta test site. He hasn't. Maybe I'm a beta test site. I don't know. But I've been privileged to try it way before it has been released on the market. And you'll be able to try it at the meetup next Monday. And he also wants to talk about diabetic neuropathy. And he believes that he has some treatment for that that will yield positive results. And he wants to do a class on that and a follow-up study about diabetic neuropathy. So if that concerns you, it's free for this trial that he wants to do. That would be next Monday. So that's tonight and next Monday. John Reagan, what else did you have that you wanted to share with us? Jeez, all this news.
Yeah.
It's really it's startling.
There's been so much going on. We haven't talked about Fukushima and other events for weeks now. And I've included three articles in there.
Okay.
The first one talks about the wheelbound Navy sailor. It's getting worse. Plus, a Navy wife talks about they now have a baby that is 1 year old that has brain and spinal cancer. And they believe that that was caused by the Fukushima radiation that the Reagan sailors were exposed to. The second article talks about,
about the USS Reagan.
Yes, the aircraft carrier.
You're talking about the USS Reagan.
Yes.
Yeah.
The second article talks about a New York Times article where government scientists are not allowed to publish Fukushima cesium-137 findings that the levels could be 10,000 times higher than Chernobyl in the Pacific surface waters. And it's just part of the cover-up. You know, you have the oil culture that's trying to save face, and you have the business people trying to save money. And between the two, it's not a good situation. The third article is closer to home about the WIP radioactive plume that the plutonium and americium transported northwest to Carlsbad. And now that article talks about, that's really bad radiation. There, those types of particles, you inhale those, you basically have a death sentence.
John Reagan, I have in my hand a civil defense dosimeter. It's model CD something. I can't tell because it's got a worn label on it, model 138. And I've got this in the studio. I've kept it in the studio, and it keeps climbing. It's now at 80 millirentigens. And it just keeps climbing and climbing, and I've been reporting on it, and I just cited it right now. And it's up to 80, and it's the highest. It's cumulative, and it just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. This is inside the studio, inside the farmhouse, in the Ozark Mountains, Missouri, United States of America. So I'm concerned. We've been ringing the alarm. John, there's no question that you can get one particle of this radioactive material in your respiratory system, and it is an absolute death sentence. Lies, lies, lies. And that's one of the things that we expose at USAPrepares.com meetups. And we're going to expose some more of that tonight. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class, consider your one-sentence bill. Send it to me, what you'd like your state to do. I'll read it on the air. Name is optional. State is required. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to
what I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.